Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slats hits the road to find out who's barking in Berea on 98.5 NCX.
And Barking in Berea is brought to you by Get Wild Internet 100 with no data caps and the best price of $24.99 per month. Right now from Wild, go to wildway.com for all offer details. So later we'll be joined by Chad Thomas from the defensive line, who accuses Sheldon Richardson of, well, just being cheap for Christmas. But we got together with Sheldon Richardson here. First off, the question is, 2 weeks ago to Christmas, are you done shopping? Or are you still waiting to scramble for last-minute gifts?
A little bit of both. I'm in between. I got most of my daughter's stuff pretty much sewn up, and my mom's got to do the rest, so I got to get her the bread to do the rest of the shopping.
So I'm assuming you did some good Cyber Monday, Black Friday shopping. Are you still, did you hit those early sales?
I got a little bit. It got it in Black Friday a little bit, not too much. But other than that, my mom usually handles it, so it's all good.
Okay. So can you say what you got so far?
Nah, I can't. My daughter might hear it.
How old is your daughter?
3.
Dude, she's still listening to Santa.
Yeah, she is. She is. Definitely does. She's just one of her favorite times of the year.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not a dad. My kid's got 4 legs and a tail, so.
I got you.
You know?
I got you.
Yeah. Do you like to give gifts or gift cards? It sounds like you don't do the gift card thing at all, Sheldon.
No. I am not cheap.
All right, Chad, you want a little bit of this? He says you say Sheldon is what now?
He don't do nothing for nobody. He cheap. Crazy. You go call on the radio and say that. That's crazy.
Oh, yeah, the rock station?
Yeah.
Yeah, he cheap.
How come he's so cheap, Chad? How come?
I don't know. You can tell he cheap. Just look at him.
It's because he's wearing too much company wear. It has browns on it.
Yeah, all that brown stuff on. He go home with brown stuff on, too.
Jersey and practice been over.
So you like to go? So you like to buy cheap gifts? So said Chad Thomas.
Nah, not at all. I'm one of the better Secret Santas.
And according to Chad Thomas, Sheldon Richardson says he's worth about $1.50. Barking and Berea is brought to you by Get Wild Internet 100 right now with no data caps. The best price of $24.99 per month right now from Wow. Go to wildway.com for all offer details. Coming up 1 hour from now, what is your favorite Spygate things? We go inside the actor's studio with Browns offensive lineman Joe Batone on that for you 1 hour from now at 8:10.
Slats hits the road to find out who's barking in Berea on 98.5 NCX.
And Barking in Berea is brought to you by Get Wow Internet 100 with no data caps and the best price at $24.99 per month right now from Wow. So go to wowway.com for all offer details. Now follow along here. If you're a fan of the Bravo TV show Inside the Actor's Studio, you know, with the host James Lipton, who asks his famous questions at the end, Spygate 2, the Patriots are up to no good again, and Cleveland's got a hand in this. We got together with Browns offensive lineman Joel Batonio to ask him some Spygate 2-like questions.
What
is your favorite movie?
I would say my favorite movie of all time would probably be Remember the Titans.
Specifically,
what
is your favorite spy movie?
Ooh, my favorite spy movie would have to be probably Rush Hour.
Who is your favorite director of a spy movie?
My favorite director of a spy movie? That's a tough question. I don't know directors very well. I'm guessing James Cameron has probably done a spy movie, so I'm going to go with him.
What is your favorite curse word?
My favorite curse word is probably the F word.
What sound or noise do you love?
Ooh, popcorn popping.
If heaven exists,
and you're not a spy who curses or enjoys the sounds of popcorn,
what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates?
You're in?
Funny that his favorite spy movie director isn't Bill Belichick, and his favorite spy movie is Spygate 1, Pats versus Jets from 2007. Barking in Berea is brought to you by Get Wow Internet 100 with no data caps, the best price at $24.99 per month right now from Wow. Go to wowway.com for all offer details. Now on to this here game. Well, they, being the media, tried to pile on some more drama to the OBJ hates it here drama. Hey, Baker, are you and your former college, now Arizona head coach Cliff, the rules of Kingsbury, are you two still hating each other from when you lost your quarterback gig at Texas Tech? Oh, hell no. We drew each other the Secret Santa raffle, so how could we still be hating on each other? Lots of love in the room between those two. Don't tell Cliff, though, Baker said. I got him some homeowner's insurance for a cheaper price, and if he needs auto insurance, let me know. I can help out because I know Flo. Arizona, who are 3-9-1, they've lost six in a row, the last one being a home loss last Sunday against Pittsburgh. After this Sunday, they're going to be switching the name of their stadium from State Farm Field to, I don't know, Baker and Flo's home, we hope. Not a lot of history between these two, but the Browns have lost the last three, four or last five to Arizona. Vegas believes the Browns get the W, have them as a three-point favorite. Oddsmakers, though, do see a bit of a shootout. The over-under is now 51. God, I hope they don't have to have us trying to score 6 points from the red zone. The Browns ranked next to last in that. Coverage starts this Sunday at 1 p.m. Rock out the kickoff here on 98.5 NCX. Jimmy and Doug wearing shorts, shirts, and shades up in the booth for the 4:05 kickoff. And if you see a 6'5" elf holding a microphone wearing a headset, that's going to be Nathan Zagura, who's going to be reporting from the sidelines.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.